Well, a real hard-working performance from your side today.
Yeah, I thought it was a professional away performance. I don't think we was at our best first half. We looked probably half a yard off the tempo. But we're disciplined in our shape and we created a couple of chances. Got a little bit of luck with the rebound, followed it up well. And then I thought second half we looked strong and we probably should have had a couple more goals.
Yeah, the first goal that you always tell your attackers to running and get the rebounds and get the second balls just in case the goalkeeper spills it, and that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, definitely. You've got to gamble and anticipate, and it's one thing that we're saying to the lads at the minute, not just in front of goal, but all around the pitch. We need to anticipate a little bit better. I think with this league and probably the league above is very much a second ball game division. So you've got to try and anticipate that and put a structure in place where you've got a higher percentage of winning them second balls. And that was a great example of it. The second ball fell in that killer area and we picked up the bits.
And Richard Brody getting booked in the first half. We thought, yes, there'd been three fouls, but there was nothing in them. That's what you got to expect, I'm guessing, now, maybe, or not?
It's embarrassing, isn't it? It's absolutely embarrassing when everybody knows that he's a target man. So when you put someone behind him and you put someone right on his toes, you're expecting him not to move. So it just doesn't work. I mean, if he'd blatantly pushed the lad four, five, six times, and I understand. But in the end, the ref gave him because people were shouting at him. So it was a little bit embarrassing, really, and it killed Brodesy's flow a little bit because he was actually jumping with no arms. And disappointed in that, but it shouldn't happen. Do you know what I mean? This is a very good level, the level we're at, so decisions like that shouldn't be happening.
The second half, one decision the referee didn't give was a penalty for the home team. We thought from where we are, and we're quite a long way away from the decision, it was a penalty. What did you think?
I think you've summed it up. I mean, where you're sitting is just near Boston, so there's no way you could actually see that. But no, I thought it was a great touch by Ross. And I think the ref actually that time was in a good position and made the correct decision. But no, fantastic refereeing.
Good. That's all right. I don't mind being proved wrong on that one. And then the second goal coming in, I said to Caelan, I didn't expect him to be on the left wing on a counter-attack, bearing in mind he's playing right back, but he had a lot of freedom and then cut inside and fantastic shot.
The biggest thing for us second half, I think, was we looked strong in terms of our physical attributes. We had a little bit more energy about us, that working so hard in training at the minute and they're putting the graft in, and we looked fit, we looked strong, and I think when you got to the last part of the game, we kicked in another gear, and I think great summary by Tomo there in terms of the area he's covered to get into the opposite side of the pitch, and he told me it didn't take a deflection, but I think it did. But great finish and another good performance from him.
I know you said a couple of weeks ago in an interview about how you have to have a lot of character when you come to some places in National League North, and this is one of those places I think your players need character, with the crowd being a long way from the pitch, with the athletics track, and they showed a lot of character today.
It's a tough place to come. They've got a very good manager, a manager that's been very successful. And they're a good team. I think when you're not getting the rub of the green, little things go against you, and I think that's exactly what's happened here at the minute. But the manager's proven, and he's got good players, and it is just a little bit of the rub of the green that you need. But to come to places like this, I think at times they showed what a good team they were, and we had to be very disciplined in our shape, so that makes it an even bigger 3 points for us, because the toughness of the game.
10 points clear of the drop zone now, you can start to look up rather than down?
I don't think you can ever take your foot off the gas. I mean, if I'm being totally honest, I was never looking over our shoulders anyway. I think when the group kicks into gear, it should have enough now. We never take anything for granted, because we know what the game's like. It can kick you in the teeth when you least expect it, but it's about performances. I'm looking at the lads running now, and you've got Cole Hawley, 35 years old, at the front of it, so that sums up exactly the attitude and the approach we want.
A lot of movement in and out of your squad. Is it going to calm down, or are you still looking to move some players out and bring some more in?
That's on the players' toes, to be honest with you. We have had a lot of movement, and a credit to the boys. When you have got a lot of change, whether it's manager, players, system, ways of doing things, it's a lot for them to take on board, especially when it's part-time and you've got limited contact time with them. But we want to try and settle it down a little bit now. I think we've got a strong group of players that are they're forming a real team spirit, which you can't put a price on that. You can't buy that. You can't go out to the transfer window and bring that in. So these boys deserve the chance now for the rest of this season and the chance to go and earn a contract for next season, because when they perform like they have been doing, I honestly believe these guys can be a competitive team.